So when we are introduced to the true Boaz, a man of wealth, and that's the person, that's in him. The wealth is in him because of who he is. He owns the cattle on a thousand hill. So we thank God for that. But what does he provide? What does he, if you will, Boaz, brings to the people of God? The first thing that we read in chapter 2 as he starts exchanging with the reapers, he says, "The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you." The Lord Jesus, when he commissioned his disciples to go throughout the whole world, he says, "And I will be with you." One thing that we have to understand, all of us collectively, that the Lord, it was said, if the Lord is in the ship, you can rest assured that the ship is not going down. There will be water coming in, there will be wind, there will be crazy things happening, but as long as the Lord is in it, it will never go down. And that's one thing that we have to impress and to plant within us, that as long as the Lord is in the midst, He brings before us the presence and the presence of God, that He is with us. And brethren, this is the mentality we have to take up, that if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? There's going to be attacks. There's going to be certain things that will come in the life of the believer or come upon our local testimonies. But we have to rest in the thought and in the faith that the Lord is with us. And He will bring us through. You know what He said to the disciples? Tarry here, and then on some occasion, let's go to the other side. And the Lord, everything we're going through, He will make it to pass. But we have to take hold that our true Boaz is with us. And as long as He's with us, there is nothing, nothing, dear brethren, nothing, dear young ones, outside that will take the place of a little gathering as long as the Lord is with us. So this is the first provision I would like to suggest, that when Boaz starts exchanging with his reapers, he brings the thought of the Lord is with us.
He brings that thought, the Lord be with you. If you go back to Leviticus, and if you go to Leviticus 19:9-10, you see where we learn about this. And it says, "And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the leaves of the harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather any grapes for thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger." Now listen to what it says. "I am the Lord your God." See, he understood that. He understood it was said that "I am the Lord your God." So when he says, "The Lord be with you," he understood the principles. And he understood who ordained those principles. And he kept God the order. But you know, when you look at Ruth, I just want to digress for one second here. When you look at Ruth and you see in verse 2, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him." But you know, there was a sense of humility for her to go out there to do that. We talked about, you know, I think it was Steve Jordan brought up that verse 16, which we gleaned a little bit of that in the last session, where "Entreat me not to leave thee," and we talked about also where Ruth clave unto her. I just want to digress for one second here. Why would she cleave, and why would she take on this responsibility in chapter 2? You know, there was a testimony that Naomi had in the life of Ruth. We're two sisters. But don't ever forget the testimony that she had that would cause this one woman, Ruth, to follow her. And to now, in this portion, that she was going to go out into the field. And that wasn't easy work. That was humbling, because you had to go behind everybody. You had to take what was left. And you know, it was the poor, and everybody knew what it was about. She did it out of love. And you know, it was because of the woman whom she had realized was a tremendous testimony for her and changed her life. So,
can I just add one comment on what you said as well about the word "be with you"? just going back to verse 1, because it just greatly impressed me, the features of all Boaz that are brought out. We have not only he's the mighty man of wealth, but he's of the family of Elimelech. And you think in Hebrews 2, that the Lord Jesus was made in all things like unto his brethren. The Lord Jesus was here. He is able to sympathize with the feelings of our infirmities. And if we're in circumstances of distress, not only the Lord Jesus is with us, but he can sympathize with them in them with us. And he is able to supply them.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we read in Leviticus what they say, well, you glean, but don't go back. If you forget something, you have to leave it for them. And that's not what Boaz does. Boaz doesn't follow the letter of the law. He could have followed the letter of the law and said, you know what, let Ruth go behind and let her pick what we need. He doesn't do that. He says, give her water when she needs it. Leave her alone. Don't touch her. Drop some on purpose for her. Our Lord doesn't just provide for us according to the letter of the law. If he did, that would be wonderful. And we'd still have riches more than we deserve. But he provides for us abundantly. There is an abundance of blessings far beyond what we know or can understand. And he does this not because of who Ruth is, not because she's a Moabite. She asks him, well, why are you doing this for me? He said, I'm a stranger. That doesn't matter. I know what you've done. I know what's in your heart. I know that you're helping Naomi. Our Lord rewards us according to what is in us. And what is in us? Him.
Grace upon grace.
Grace upon grace. Amen.
But the point is this also, Joey, is that although he provide, you have to go and get it. If Ruth stayed at the house, she would not glean anything. You have to go and get it. Here a little, there a little. She went and she was expecting a little. And making that application to us, picking up a couple of books from the bookshelf, reading some of the old ministry, you glean something from here. Getting some old tapes for old ministry and listen to them. Reading the Word of God and getting some. This is exactly what we're talking about. She took the initiative and she said, not only that I'm going to get food to feed myself, but I'm going to also feed my home. I'm going to feed somebody else. And I think that's important to us, to feel the sense of responsibility. How are you going to acquire help when somebody come and ask you for help? How are you going to point them to the Scripture? The weakness that we have is this. We don't know the Word of God. And we act about our feeling, about our emotion, about the people we like or the people we don't like. And we're becoming like the world. If we don't know the Word of God. And how do you know the Word of God? We are all learning. But you have to start. You have to go out and get it. Boaz is going to give you some. And as Joey was saying, not only that, just the corner and what's left over, he's going to drop some more. And drop some more. And I'm sure many of you have experienced that. How many times I did, looking for something on some subject, and all of a sudden, somebody from somewhere called me and said, hey, I have some books we aren't taking. I never even thought of it. But you ask, you go. I know, I would not share with you, but go and get them. Go and get them. The Lord will provide when your heart is in the right place and you are looking to get wheat to satisfy your heart and to help others also.